Lee Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. GOP leaders in the U.S. House of Representatives are plowing ahead with plans to pass a foreign aid package, which could cost House Speaker Mike Johnson his job. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
Johnson has a plan for advancing the package that's been held up since October and is shrugging off threats from some Republicans to yank the speaker's gavel if he does.
You do the right thing and you let the chips fall where they may.
While Democrats like Jim McGovern say it's long past time.
And our allies have been waiting and waiting.
It's becoming clear Johnson will need Democrat help to not only pass the bills, but keep his job. Some have said they will help vote down any motion to oust Johnson. Other Republicans, like House Foreign Affairs Chair Michael McCaul, say approving the aid is vital.
We are at a real pivotal point in history.
He says scenes of people fleeing Ukraine evoke Hitler's rise to power.
This is 1939 all over again.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The United States has vetoed a widely backed UN resolution that would have paved the way for full United Nations membership for the state of Palestine. The vote in the 15-member Security Council was 12 in favor, the United States opposed, and 2 abstentions. The resolution, voted on Thursday afternoon, would have raised the Palestinians' status from a non-member observer state to full membership. This is the second Palestinian attempt for full membership, and it comes as the war in Gaza has put more than 75-year-old Israeli-Palestinian conflict at center stage. U.S. Deputy Ambassador Robert Wood said Palestinian membership, quote, needs to be the outcome of the negotiation between Israel and the Palestinians. For additional stories 24 hours a day,